The man accused of abducting a pregnant Beaver Dam teenager from her home now faces federal charges. Here's Ted Ahlen.
An indictment against 40-year-old Gary Day was filed last week in federal court in the Eastern District of Day's home state of Arkansas. That indictment's six counts include having sex with a minor and traveling for the purpose of an unlawful sex act with a minor. In February, the now 17-year-old girl was reported missing from her home and believed to be with Day, who authorities say is the father of her child. The two were located at an Omaha truck stop last month. Day is also charged in Dodge County with counts of felony child abduction and felony child enticement. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The father of the Abundant Life Christian school shooter posts bond and is released from jail. Here's Sean Maloney.
A spokesperson with the Dane County Sheriff's Office confirms 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow posted bond Monday morning and was released. Rupnow was being held in the Dane County Jail on $20,000 bail. He faces three felony charges, including two counts of intentionally providing a dangerous weapon to a child. Rupnow's daughter, Natalie Rupnow, killed a teacher and a student and injured several other students before killing herself in the December shooting. Last week, the Dane County Sheriff's Office said the gun used in the shooting and another collected at the scene were legally purchased by Jeffrey Rupnow and that he failed to ensure his daughter did not have access to them. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The public is encouraged to head to Juneau tomorrow for the annual Dodge County Law Enforcement Memorial. The ceremony remembers law enforcement officers who have been lost in the line of duty in Dodge County or have a connection to the county. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the events will begin at 11 a.m. at the memorial site in front of the Dodge County Administration Building.
We do close out down Highway 26 for that for about a half an hour, 45-minute ceremony. And our honor guard comes out. We always have a very special speaker that's there. And then I'll be running through all of the individuals that are remembered at that memorial on that day.
The administration building is located at 127 East Oak Street in Juneau. This year's keynote speaker will be Assistant District Attorney Maggie Kunisch. Schmidt says Kunisch has worked closely with law enforcement as a prosecutor, but also has a perspective as a spouse of an officer who was injured in the line of duty. The Beaver Dam High School's math team recently took first place in a state math contest. Justin Wilski reports.
The team competed in the 2025 Wisconsin Math Council State Math Competition and took first place in Class A Division. The competition consisted of five mathematical tests, with four of them being completed individually and one being completed as a group. Students with high scores were awarded medals. Beaver Dam High School math teacher Dave Sager says it's great seeing students recognized for their hard work.
We have a lot of really good math students here, and I don't think they always get recognized. And so this was a great way for them to show the community that, hey, they ranked right up there with the top in the state.
Beaver Dam High School added math team as a school club this year, along with the state competition. The students participated in Wisconsin Math League and Wisconsin Math Talent Search. During the school year, students participated in field trips to UW-Madison Math Lab for presentations of math research, as well as going to Milwaukee and attending a presentation of statistics given by the Milwaukee Admiral Statistician. To see a list of those who won medals, go to DailyDodge.com. I'm Justin Wilski, reporting for WBEV News.
The Dodge County Treasurer is highlighting tax foreclosures. Chris Keith says it is again the time of year when you can purchase county-owned tax foreclosure property. The county recently filed judgments and took ownership of parcels that had delinquent 2021 taxes, and those parcels are now available to bid on via the sealed bid process. Keith says bids are due to her office before 4:30 p.m. on May 14th. More details are at DailyDodge.com. There is an elevated fire danger across much of Wisconsin. Waupun Fire Chief B.J. DeMoss says it is important to never start a fire on a windy day.
If you do, make sure that you're keeping an eye on it and that you don't just start it, walk away, and, you know, when you catch it, we're now, you know, significantly out of control.
Nearly 100 wildfires have been reported in the last week. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.